Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Don Callan coming to you from South Central Washington State. And I've just been talking to Don a little bit, and it's just good to be here again to explore the Word of God today. Now, we have, going back, first time we've really entered into a book of the Old Testament, except for just two or three times, a couple of times in certain important places. And we'll be jumping around in the book of Psalms. And Psalms is an unusual book in that it's made up by several different authors, and the Book of Psalms is a place that we always think of the David, the king, as that's the book that he wrote it. But there were actually several others writing it. But they are sort of, they consider it a book of five parts, but the five parts are primarily of, if you add up all the part that's directed to Psalms, to David, it's the majority of the book. So we want to look into various parts. There are certain ones that are primarily, well, we can mention a few parts that are primarily speaking of the coming of the Messiah. And so usually when people think of about prophecies, in Psalms we see the one of the books that, and Isaiah, and Jeremiah, primarily Isaiah, exactly for many of the prophecies of the Messiah. But we're not going to just study any one particularly, but we just want to get into this to see, just to listen to it, and it's instructions to us, and so that is where we're going to be. And so we can, we often think of Psalms number 1 and 2, and we want to continue in that. And we have, says Psalm 1, blessed is the man or woman who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, that their fruits, it bears its in season. Those whose leaf shall not wither, and whether it does, whatever it does, prospers. Now this is lots of that land, the only place there's trees, of course, is where there's water. And it's not like the United States. Often we get into areas, large areas of trees, and just trees after tree. And but in this, it's talking about here is a place that if you're planted near the water, it grows up. Now, we can see that along certain places where orchards used to be, and they haven't been there for several years. But there is a canal system maybe 100 feet away, and pretty much you can see trees remaining about 100 foot in, but about the 120 foot there aren't. And there's survival there. There's life there. And it seems like the water gets over there, and those roots just seem to sap up all the water that is coming across. Now, this is, once again, was talking about whatever he does prospers, it shall prosper. This is talking the man that is blessed, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law meditates in that law day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the river. That's what we're just talking about just takes all it takes is a little bit of a canal system, and even though it's not right by the water, yet it soaks up enough, even though it would have to go way down to receive all that little bit of water that it has, and it's not, as I said, not by the water, but maybe 80 to 100 feet from it. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in due season, whose leaf also does not wither. And whether whatever he does prospers. The ungodly are not like that, but are the chaff, which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteousness. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked, the way of the ungodly shall perish. In chapter 2 it says, why do the nations rage? Why do the nations plot vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves against the rulers and take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Who sits in the council the council of the heavens shall laugh? The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and his distress. Them, he will distress them in his heap, displeasure in his soul. It is those against the Lord that as they take counsel against him, that he laughs at them from the heavenlies, and that he devises plans based on what they think is right, because they are not looking to him. And when he does not look to him, then they devise things that cause their own destruction. And yet I have set my king on my holy hill in Zion. And that's, of course, referring to not just Israel, but he said in Zion, which is a direct reference to Jerusalem, I will declare that and decree, the Lord has said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's shred. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. And where it says here, kiss the Son. You have this statement here, and of course the Muslims don't accept what God says. God the Father says to kiss the Son. He is holy. And we look and turn around and we see the Son of God that they look at this and then sort of hide it and go on. They say that there is no Son and that God has no Son. And the Word of God clearly says he has a Son, and that you and I are commanded to kiss him, and so that we are supposed to serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. His Son, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are those who put their trust in him. In chapter 3, we see that the Lord helps his troubled people. It says, the Lord, how have they received or increased so who trouble me? Many are they who rise up against me. Many are those who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the glory who lifts my head. Cried out to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me. And he cried out to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his, as far as hearing me from his holy hill. And he says again that I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard him from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 people who have set themselves against me with all trouble around me. Arise, O my Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies, and through and this cheekbone you have broken the teeth of the ungodly, and salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessings and is upon me and upon his people. I want to jump ahead here to chapter 37 here. And it says and declares a promise. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. He declares, trust me. Trust in the Lord to do, to dwell in the land and have your feet on its, dwell on the land and feed on the, his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you his desire. And he shall give you his desires, the desire of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall give it to you. And he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your light and bringing it to forth is your righteousness as the light. Just your just as your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Because of the mighty man who brings wicked schemes to pass, cease from anger and forecast wrath. Do not let them. It only causes him harm. For evildoers can be cut off. And but those who wait on the Lord, they will be of the Lord. And they shall inherit the earth. For little, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more again. Indeed, you will look carefully the meek shall inherit the earth, and they shall delight themselves in their abundance. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord himself laughs at him. Thank you.